Get off the bus. Have you sent a single song?
No.
Let's go.
Yeah, right.
Ready, John Boy? All right.
Take her away.
So, Taylor, do you reckon Crows ever gone into a showdown in better form? This is the hottest form you've been in?
Jeez, that's a good question. I'm not too sure. Internally, we know we're playing some good footy. But showdowns are always challenging, so wherever you are on the ladder, it's always it's good spectacle for the fans, so I'm sure it'll be like that.
We know that history says they're good games, but this one, living in the moment, suggests that maybe Port Adelaide's too banged up to be a serious competitor against you. What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, a pretty tough challenge. I think irrespective of where we are and where they are on the ladder, it's going to be an exciting game. So I like to back in history, Rich.
So, Trav, how do you feel, Trav, about probably being the biggest underdog ever in a showdown?
Oh, look, as Tex said, showdowns have shown in the past that sort of doesn't really matter where ladder positions are, but look, we know that they're the informed team in the competition and probably one of the best sides in the competition right now. So we're up against a big, big challenge. But the way we face it, we've just got to go out there and look, we've got to bring our best footy, and it's as simple as that. And that hasn't been there the last couple of weeks, certainly. But showdowns, we all love showdowns, and the boys will be excited and be up for it. But we need to bring our best footy if we're going to challenge Adelaide for sure.
Can you win?
Oh, if we bring our best footy, I think we can certainly... I think our best footy is really, really good and can match it with them. But look, they are a quality side, but we're going in there knowing that we're up for a big challenge.
How do you bring your best footy with so many key personnel out?
Oh, it's not about who's out of the side. It's more about who comes in and how we want to play. And that's, we've spoken about that a lot. And the last couple of weeks, it hasn't been there in the terms of who's been in the side, but it's more about how we've played our footy. And that's really what we need to focus on. It doesn't matter if guys go out of the side. It's just whoever comes in needs to compete and compete the way we need to. And that's the standard we need to bring. And that's the only way we're going to challenge Adelaide.
How do you bring it this week when it hasn't been there regularly this season?
Oh, look, that's the thing we've spoken about is the consistency of it. And we've got to keep talking about what we value and buy into what we value. And if we do that, then that's when the consistency comes and the performance comes. So that's about what we're talking about.
Does that mean that people haven't been buying into it, the performances you put up lately?
When you get the consistency and up and down that we have, then that's an area of discussion that we have is all right, boys, what do we actually need to really value here and what's not working for us? And look, I think certainly the effort to improve has been there. It's just at times, as I said, I've said during the year that when we've faced challenges, we haven't been able to stand up. So I certainly think our group wants to improve, wants to get better. It's just we've got to be better at little things in games that when we get challenged.
Is that a mental thing or is that a execution thing or a physical thing, preparation?
Look, it's probably a little bit of both. I think our group, as I said, is willing to improve and get better. It's just being able to execute it. And that's where we've faced a lot of challenges and that's where we've got to improve as a group.
So how much do you need a really hard showdown to prepare for the finals?
I think going to the finals, you just want to be playing the best footy you can. So irrespective of the opposition, we just need to play our way and continue to improve and practice what we want to get better at and continue to be good at.
It was a bit of a strange one last night. I think you sang the song and literally went off in the bus. Have you ever had to do that before?
No, I think it's the first time. We had about 13 minutes from the final siren to get off, have a shower and get going. So we obviously, we got 2 6-day breaks, so we wanted to get back and get stuck into our recovery back here and sleep in your own bed. Rennie, it's nice to sleep in your own bed rather than a hotel bed. So yeah, it was a bit of a different one, but the boys were keen to get home.
And given that you're all okay, no fresh injuries out of the game, it seems like everyone is pretty keen to keep playing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone's fine. We had recovery this morning, so everyone was there and big smile on their face. And I think the beauty that the spot we're in at the moment, we've got pressure on spots and it's healthy for our footy club and where we are.
Travis, this is probably the most challenging time for you as a skipper at Port Adelaide, do you think?
Yeah, it probably has been, and we've been challenged a lot during the year. And that's what happens when you're losing games of footy. Your whole club gets challenged, and your leadership group gets challenged. All coaches get challenged, and that's the reality of footy. And certainly that's what I've faced this year as a captain, and what we've faced this year as a club. But I mean, the only way forward is to stay positive, stay together, and improve. And that's what it's just seen as another challenge, and accepting that challenge and moving forward with it. So. Looking forward to the challenge, and I certainly don't want to be. You don't want to be in this position where you miss finals again and not playing the footy you want to. But we see it as a challenge to get better again.
Kelly, is the group peaked, or is there even more to come from Adelaide? Can you get even better?
I think we can get better.
Where could you get better?
Oh, we understand that in a lot of areas we can get better as a team, and I think that's exciting, and everyone's up for that. So. Going to finals, we just got to keep winning, so that we're in good form. So looking forward to it, Rich.
Is there a particular area you think you can actually advance it? We all see you're a high scoring team. I know that's pretty well at a record level for you. But where else do you think there's some growth to come from the group?
Oh, you can talk about our team defence, our contest stuff, our attack. You'd probably areas all across the board. You'd love to get better. So. If you can be balanced in all areas, it helps you win games of footy.
Tex, do you feel Port is a dangerous opponent this week?
What do you mean dangerous?
Are they a dangerous opponent? Can they beat you? Well, a lot of games you get.
Every game you can lose, but you can also win as well. So we're looking forward to playing Port. It's whenever we play Port, it's a good challenge, and I reckon on Saturday night it'll be another one like that.
Yeah, my point is, given they've got so many injuries. Are they still as dangerous as you?
We can't control what they've got. What we can control is the way we play footy on Sunday night.
And Trav, does it go beyond personnel for Port this week? As you said, a lot of your best players aren't there. But does a derby go beyond the personnel you send out there?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, the showdowns are always a huge game. And no matter who's in the side, they're always really exciting. And they're always played in the same manner each time. And we know it's always a tough, contested type game. And whoever comes into our side is going to be playing that type of footy. And if we can do it a lot better than we have, then we're certainly going to be in the game.
Trav, does it feel like second year running, frustrating I know for you, does it feel like a wasted year given you can't make finals now?
Oh, look, I don't think any is wasted if you learn from what goes on. And that's what we've got to take out of what's happened again this year. And look, frustrating in the fact that we're not playing finals and we haven't performed the way we want to, but if we're going to get better as a club, we've got to continue to learn from these things. And I know it's frustrating for our supporters and everyone involved, but we're going to continue to progress as a group and learn from whatever it is that whatever's happened during the year.
Taylor, do you expect it to be a very physical showdown? Is it match up as well when people say Port Adelaide's got nothing left but the kitchen sink to throw at you that becomes a bit physical and maybe leave some damage at the end of it?
Sure, it'll be pretty physical in the contest. That's what we expect. We're going to bring that. So if Port can match us, then it'll be on.
Do you injured boys track? Can you tell us about some of the boys that came back from the game sore?
Yeah, well, obviously Chaddy's probably the main one with the hamstring, so he's got to get a scan on that. So we're waiting to hear on the news on that. But it doesn't look great, and there's only two games left, so... That could be him done for the year, and I think Logs was the other one, had a corky, but I think he'd come back on. Charlie was probably the only other one, and he seems to be okay this morning, so we're sort of just waiting on those, and they'll progress through the week. But other than that, it's pretty good.
Is there a temptation, do you reckon? I know you don't pick the side, but perhaps put Charlie on ice?
Oh, if he's right to go, then he'll play. If he's a chance to do more damage, then the coaches will make the right call on that, and then that's the way we've always done it. But yeah, look, if he's right to go, then he'll play.
And text with Sam Jacobs play, you think?
Oh, he'll have to get through the main session this week, and if he gets through unscathed, then I'm sure he'll play. But I've been really impressed with what Riley O'Brien's been able to do. He's very, very competitive, and he makes people walk tall around him. So I thought his two games that he's played has been outstanding.
Why does he make people walk tall around him?
Oh, just the way he plays, his aggression in the contest and his competition just makes people around you grow.
How are you going to stop the Crows for Woodlawn?
Yeah, look, the challenge in that is, I mean, they move the ball so well, and that's been their weapon is scoring off turnover, and we've got to be able to slow their ball movement down, and that's the challenge that each side's faced this year against Adelaide and probably haven't succeeded too often. So we've got to, you know, our coaches have watched a lot of vision on that, and obviously the sides that have done it really well, and we'll continue to look at that, and we've got to be able to stop probably the entries going into Tex and Eddie and Jenkins and these sort of guys. And if we can do that, then it'll help our game. But as I said, the contested side of the showdown is the biggest thing, and it'll be pretty heated in there, as it always is at a showdown.
Tellybury in the last months tested you enough, or has it been just too soft a draw to set you up for maybe a fall in the finals?
We're talking about a too tough a draw at the start of the year, now we're talking about a too soft a draw.
Well, that's what it is.
Exactly right. It is what it is, so we can only control who we come up against.
Yeah, but in the end, is it being too soft that it actually doesn't set you up well for
We can't control that, Rich, so we'll just play who we come up against.
Tex, what have you learned over the last 3 weeks then? Because it all obviously been pretty lopsided results.
Oh, that we're playing, we're in good form. There's competitions for spots. You've got to be playing your best footy as an individual, and we've still got some areas to improve on, so we're in a healthy spot at the moment, but we can't get complacent. We've got to be able to continue to look to get better and play the footy that we want to play.
When you say you can get better, Tex, I mean, you can't kick 200 and keep the other to 10 points. Is it just a matter of playing as well as you can, just a little bit longer?
Yeah, that's possible. Stay in quarters for a longer period of time, stop the opposition from scoring, and can we play it in our forward half a little bit longer? There are little things that we want to probably try and get better at, but in saying that, we're playing some good footy.
Ladies
cool.
And gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Sweet.
Can't have shots. Proud of you guys, mate. Yeah,